This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, so the breaking news right now as we speak is that Matt Taibbi, who's the journalist who released the Twitter files, is on a tweet storm as we speak. More information coming to light. More evidence of collusion between the Democrats and the FBI and big tech. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. When I tell you we live in a police state, I'm not using hyperbole. We actually really do live in a police state because, again, the definition of a police state is when the government uses its Department of Law Enforcement. Remember, governments have lots of departments. On the local level, you've got your sanitation department, your water department, public works department, and you have the law enforcement department, too. You got the local police department, if you have one in your town. Federal government's no different. You got all kinds of different departments. Some of those departments have guns. Most of them do nowadays, sadly, because the federal government, the law enforcement powers of the federal government has grown beyond anything the founders would have ever dreamed of. But right now, let's say the Department of Government that handles the law enforcement, domestic law enforcement purposes, is now engaged in politics. And that's the definition of what a police state is. So you got your Department of Social Security, your Department of Veterans Affairs, your Department of the Interior, and yeah, your Department of Law Enforcement. They call it through the Justice Department and various iterations of the executive branch of government. Lots of people with law enforcement powers. But they are engaged in politics now, the FBI in particular. And maybe others, maybe the CIA. I mean, I'm not, again, not trying to be a conspiracy theorist, but I think what Rand Paul said about looking at the national security organizations in our country and trying to figure out their role in all this needs to happen, since we know that the CIA and the NSA were engaged in politics in 2016 with FISA warrants and looking into Carter Page and all these other people. So I'd like to get to the bottom of that, but I digress. Matt Taibbi. Who's the guy? He's the guy who's bringing all this to light. He started a tweet thread. Let me share it with you from the top so that you get the full context. And by the way, thanks for being here. I know it's probably a crappy drive right now because it's kind of rainy and that sort of thing. And I'd love to give you yucks, but I think this is really important. And I think that you should hear this. And you're going to hear it right now for the first time because it just broke a short time ago. But if you care about freedom and you care about your ability to be a free person and talk about things that you want to talk about, then this should matter. So he tweets out the following. On Friday, the first installment of the Twitter files was published here. We expected to publish more over the weekend. Many wondered why there was a delay. We can now tell you part of the reason why. On Tuesday, Twitter Deputy General Counsel and former FBI General Counsel Jim Baker was fired. Among the reasons, vetting the first batch of Twitter files without knowledge of new management. So new management didn't know what he was doing. The process for producing the Twitter files involved delivery to two journalists, Barry Weiss and me, Matt Taibbi, via a close lawyer to new management. However, after the initial batch, things became complicated. Over the weekend, while we both dealt with obstacles to new searches, it was Barry Weiss who discovered that the person in charge of releasing the files was someone named Jim. When she called to ask Jim's last name, the answer came back, Jim Baker. My jaw hit the floor, says Weiss. Jim Baker was at the FBI. He was one of the guys who was there in the earliest days of the Russian collusion nonsense. He was there for the dossier. He was there during the Peter Strzok and his Gumata Lisa Page and the Will Stop Trump and all of it. He was there for all this. I mean, do you realize how many people were working to stop a private citizen named Donald Trump from becoming president using all the machinations of government? And then they did it again in 2020 with the laptop story. This guy, Jim Baker, was at the heart of it. And much like how there's a revolving door from people in government to the private sector, well, Twitter is full of these former FBI people. They're loaded with them. These people go to the FBI, they work there for a long time, and then they cash in Silicon Valley, and Jim Baker's one of them. Goes from being the general counsel of the FBI to the general counsel for Twitter. Probably making a whole lot more money at Twitter. The first batch of Twitter files both reporters received was marked Spectra Baker emails. Spectra Baker emails. Baker is a controversial figure. He has been something of a zealot of FBI controversies dating back to 2016, from the Steele dossier to the Alpha server mess. He resigned in 2018 after investigation into leaks to the press. The news that Baker was reviewing the Twitter files surprised everyone involved, to say the least. New Twitter chief Elon Musk acted quickly to exit Baker on Tuesday. Matt Taibbi continues. Reporters resume searches through Twitter files material, a lot of it, today. The next installment of the Twitter files will appear through at Barry Weiss. Stay tuned. Barry Weiss was at the New York Times, and she is now the editor of Common Sense. Barry Weiss spoke out against the New York Times and was promptly fired by the New York Times. Barry Weiss is one of the brave, true journalists left out there. So she just tweeted out the following. It's been quite a weekend. And she posts a link to Matt Taibbi's Twitter thread, which I will also retweet for myself for you right now, as a matter of fact. Barry Weiss also tweeted out a number of things regarding all of this. Jay Bhattacharya. You know Jay Bhattacharya's name. Jay Bhattacharya has come up regarding COVID and COVID suppression. And he said, the purpose of modern censorship is not to prevent people from hearing an idea. It is to delegitimize the idea in the mind of the public and excommunicate the heretic who dared express it from polite society and the public square. That's true. Because he's responding to a guy named Mark Anderson. So Mark Anderson is one of these people out there who is trying to justify everything that happened and everything that Twitter did and all this other stuff. So he comes out and he says the effect of, listen, there's more information out there than ever before. And he says, the hysterics have only a negative vision to sell. Narrow, pinched, sanctimonious, endlessly critical, resentful, bitter, demoralizing, depressing. No normal person actually wants to live like that. Notwithstanding all the censorship pressure campaigns, information really is more readily available today than ever before. Yeah, but it's not about that. It's about, hey, I've got information in my hand. You are a conspiracy kook. Take off your tinfoil hat. They destroy you. They destroy you. You're a heretic. They burn you at the stake, not literally, of course. And then other people don't want to touch your information with a 10-foot pole. Look, they did the same damn thing when it came to the school board meetings, that moms in yoga pants in the back of the room were a bunch of terrorists. Remember that school board's letter from Merrick Garland? And they said, the FBI is watching you, so you better be good. You better not cry. You better not shout. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. The FBI is in the back of the school board, meaning it's not a song. I should write the lyrics to that song. But anyway, of course, the FBI was never there. It was to silence and intimidate the moms in yoga pants to not go to the meeting in the first place so that they wouldn't speak out. This is the game that's played. It's about getting you to shut up and sit down and be good. You sit down in the back of the room and shut up or the FBI will come to your house. And then they actually send the FBI to people's houses, so that you could see it with your own eyes. Yeah, somebody said you're at the Capitol on January 6th. Even if you weren't, Lisa Gallagher will show up at your house anyway. Or you might have touched somebody at an abortion protest. So listen, Pastor, we're going to send a bunch of heavily armed dudes in to your house with big SUVs just so that all your neighbors see and everybody sees and just knows we can intimidate the crap out of you. I mean, it's not that hard to see what they're doing here. They want to control information. And so, yeah, the information's out there, but if you're out there saying, you know what, this virus might have come from a laboratory, it's like, what a kook! And then other people go, yeah, what a kook, because even though he's probably right, I don't want to be labeled a kook and maybe lose my job and my standing in society, so I'll just shut up about it. They have a way of silencing people, and they're very, very, very good at it. They really are. And the problem is, guys like me, I can't be silenced because it's literally my job to talk. So it's awkward if I'm silent. I mean, that'd be really awkward if I was silenced and I got a show to do. But what they'll do is they'll say, and these right-wing kooks on talk radio. What have I been wrong about when it comes to COVID, for example? What have I been wrong about with the Hunter Biden laptop story? Nothing. I've been right on all these things. You have probably been right on all these things, too. But you probably felt at some point like somebody thought you were a kook somewhere, right? Because that's the game. You're sitting there in your tinfoil hat eating, I don't know, hot dogs and mac and cheese. And, you know, the lights are off because you're worried about microchips and everything. This is the game. And then other people look at that and go, oof, I don't want to be called that person. I'll zip it. And it's very, very successful, their campaign to burn you at the stake, the proverbial stake, of course. This is Kevin McCarthy, the incoming potential Speaker of the House. He was on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo talking about Facebook and Twitter. And I would just go a step further and say, it's not just that they become arms of the Democratic Party, they become arms of the government, of the state, of the establishment. Cut 26.
What about these 51 intelligence officials claiming they're intelligence officials? John Brennan, James Clapper, signing their name to say that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation when we knew otherwise. John Ratcliffe on my show saying that's absolutely not true.
Exactly. Also put in there Adam Schiff, another change you're going to get. Adam Schiff will no longer be on the Intel committee when I become speaker. I promised that more than 2 years ago. Why? Another example that he lied about this. You see a Clapper and Brennan using their intelligence clearance to lie to the American public. What Elon Musk has been able to do, now we know why the White House wanted to fight so strongly against him owning Twitter. All he's done is put out the truth. Now we need to start looking at Facebook, at Google. These now have become arms of the Democratic Party, arms of the Biden administration. But they also used the Intel community as well to lie the American public. Should those people keep their clearances? Should those people still be allowed to have information? If they're going to be political individuals, then no, they should not. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what we need to investigate. Going forward.
I love how he mentions Brennan and Clapper too, because I've been saying for a long time those dudes need to be in jail. They really should, for lying to Congress about all the spying that was done on all of us. Yeah, look, these are not easy times. That's why your wife or your girlfriend needs naturally new pajamas. No, I'm serious. It's a great gift to give. And I know it's kind of a funny live read because they're naturally nude pajamas, but they're just pajamas. Not really a big deal. They're beautiful, wonderful, soft and luxurious pajamas. And I ordered Bridget a pair because I'm a great guy and a great husband. And she's excited. Actually, I let her pick them out and she picked out a beautiful red pajamas. They're great. Pajamagram.com is where you go. And the best part is right now you can get a free nightie, which is a $75 value. So they have their naturally nude line. And the whole point is that they're just so soft and supple and luxurious that it's like wearing nothing at all. You can handle that. You're an adult. But really, it's a great Christmas gift. She will love it. She'll love the feeling of the luxuriousness of this. And you'll be really happy, too, because they really look beautiful on her. So guys, do this. You know, we can appreciate women's beauty on this program. I love to appreciate women's beauty, and I'm proud of it. Just like I appreciate manly men and our testosterone and how we are men, I say we appreciate women's beauty as well. And the Naturally Nude Pajamas will help you do just that. Right now, you'll get the free matching Naturally Nude Nighty gift, a $75 savings on this best-selling holiday gift. But last year, they sold out before Christmas. And they'll sell it again this year. So do it right now. This is a year filled with the unexpected. And your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, would love something she can count on. Something that'll make her feel very feminine, too. Especially if she's a mom, she's got kids, and a lot of times, you know, you don't think about that stuff. But it matters. And this is way better than lingerie. The texture and the touch is seductive, but she's going to love them, too, because the reality is it's a little bit more cozy for her. So go to pajamagram.com right now. Pajamagram.com right now. Order the Naturally Nude Pajamas. Tell them I sent you. You'll get the free nightie, a $75 value. She'll be happy. You'll be happy too. Pajamagram.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
There's no easy way out.
One of my favorite songs, Rocky IV. He's driving around, music's playing, he's shifting. It's fantastic. Thinking back to his old days in the streets of Philadelphia, running through the Italian market. That's great. Great scene. Great scene. Excellent musical selections today, Phil. Well done. By the way, associate producer Phil has a new radio show. Tell us about the radio show, Phil.
Yeah, starting tomorrow night, late night, midnight to 3 a.m., so really technically Thursday morning, I'm going to be on a local station, WRDV, out of Hatboro, PA, playing 50s to 80s rock. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, so what's the station again?
It is WRDV in Hatboro, Pennsylvania. So
what's it on
WRDV.
The dial, though? What's it on the dial?
Even if you're in Hatboro, you're not going to get it. So I would recommend you stream it.
All right, so stream it. All right, so what's the site?
WRDV.org. Pretty simple.
Excellent. Good. Well, good luck, man, with your inaugural show tomorrow night. You play great music. So, and by the way, feel free on this show when you're in to throw in a little 50s.
I will do
that. 60s. You know what I mean? We love the classics on this show. We love them. 855-839-1210. Now, there is a lot that's happening. It's why I love being with you in the afternoons. Honestly, the breaking news, I love it. So I want to give a shout out to, let's see here. I think I want to give it. Listen, on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. I try to make the show as interactive as possible, but I also have the attention span of a gnat. So if I spend too much time on Twitter, I'll forget what I'm talking about. But Ellie Corvette Trixie tweeting out Elon Musk's tweet, sending it my direction, so thank you for that. Elon Musk has tweeted out the following. In light of concerns about Baker's possible role in suppression of information important to the public dialogue, he was exited from Twitter today. Matt Taibbi responded and said, 6 degrees from James Baker. A familiar figure reemerges with the release of the Twitter files. Road Warrior also sent this to my direction, but I just did not have a chance to get to it, but I'm going to get to it right now. But Elon Musk tweeted out about him. Sam Gabb responded and said, was he asked to explain himself first? Elon said yes. His explanation was unconvincing. Now, as you know, Jonathan Turley is one of my favorite people. I think he's fantastic. I think he's brilliant. I think he's one of the absolute best that's out there. And this is a piece that he wrote, jonathanturley.org. As thousands of Twitter documents are released on the company's infamous censorship program, much has been confirmed about the use of back channels by Biden and Democratic officials to silence critics on the social media platform. However, one familiar name immediately popped out in the first batch of documents released through journalist Matt Taibbi. James Baker. For many, James Baker is fast becoming the Kevin Bacon of the Russian collusion scandals. By the way, anytime you can make a Kevin Bacon reference, I'm in. I'm all in. Baker has been featured repeatedly in the Russian investigations launched by the Justice Department, including the hoax involving the Russian Alpha Bank. When Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman wanted to plant the bizarre false claim of a secret communications channel between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, Baker was his go-to speed dial contact. Baker would later testify at Sussman's trial. Baker's name also appeared prominently in controversies related to the other Russian-related FBI allegations against Trump. He was effectively forced out due to his role and reportedly found himself under criminal investigation. He became a defender of the Russian investigations despite findings of biased and even criminal conduct. He was also a frequent target of Donald Trump on social media, including Twitter. Baker responded with public criticism of Trump for his false narratives. And he has a link to that, which doesn't come up, but it was on Twitter that he was responding to criticism, or he was criticizing Trump. So this dude's at the FBI. Then this cat leaves the FBI, Twitter, and then he does so, and then Twitter seemed eager to hire him as deputy general counsel. Ironically, Baker soon became involved in another alleged back channel with a presidential campaign. This time, it was Twitter that maintained the non-public channels with the Biden campaign, later the White House. Baker soon weighed in with the same signature bias that characterized the Russian investigations. Because he hates Trump. He's a Trump hater. And he was a Trump hater at the FBI, and he's part of that whole group of sleazy people, Peter Strozak, his Gumata Lisa page, all in with the sleaze and doing everything they possibly can to stop Trump and help Joe Biden, or back then Hillary Clinton. Then he leaves the FBI, goes over to Twitter. Now he starts doing the same nonsense, but instead of Russian collusion with Trump, in 2016, now it's at Twitter working for Biden to help Biden with 2020. Weeks before the 2020 presidential election, the New York Post ran an explosive story about a laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden that contained emails and records detailing a multi-million dollar influence peddling operation by the Biden family. Not only was Joe Biden's son Hunter and brother James involved in deals with an array of dubious foreign figures, but Joe Biden was referenced as the possible recipient of funds from these deals. And of course, that's the story. You heard the interview with John Paul MacIsaac, which we are going to replay for you a little bit after six today in case you missed it. But even if you heard it the first time, I would suggest hearing it again. The Bidens had long been accused of influence peddling, nepotism, and other forms of corruption. Moreover, the campaign was not denying that the laptop was Hunter Biden's, and key emails could be confirmed from the other parties involved. However, at the request of the Biden team and Democratic operatives, Twitter moved to block the story. It even suspended those who tried to share the allegations with others, including White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, who was suspended for linking to the scandal. Jonathan Turley continues, even inside Twitter, the move raised serious concerns over the company serving as a censor for the Biden campaign. Global Communications Director Brandon Borman, who asked if the company could truthfully claim that this is part of the policy for barring posts and suspending users. Baker quickly jumped in to support the censorship and said that it is reasonable for us to assume they may have been hacked and that caution is warranted. Keep in mind that there was never any evidence that this material was hacked. Moreover, there was no evidence of Russian involvement in the laptop. Indeed, U.S. intelligence quickly rejected the Russian disinformation claim. However, Baker, and if you're just joining me, this guy was just fired a short time ago by Elon Musk. Baker insisted that there was a reasonable assumption that Russians were behind another major scandal. Faced with a major scandal implicating a Joe Biden in the corrupt selling of access to foreign figures, including some with foreign intelligence associations, Baker's natural default was to kill the story and stop others from sharing the allegations. The release documents may show why Twitter was so eager to hire Baker despite his role in the Russian collusion controversies. What likely would have been a liability for most companies seemed an actual draw for Twitter, for censors and political operatives in Twitter. Baker likely seemed like a made man for a company committed to systemic censorship. He would be working with the chief legal officer at the company, who functioned as the company's chief censor. This guy, by the way, Vijay Gadde, who was the chief censor for the company, was reviled by free speech advocates for her dismissal of free speech principles and open political bias. Obviously a woman, not a man. Now, so this guy Baker is there, and he's about to play a huge role in all of this. He starts suppressing the story of the Hunter Biden laptop story. They do the usual, round up the usual suspects, but the usual suspects are just Russia. Now, Jonathan Turley says the following. It's striking how many of the figures and institutions involved in Russian collusion claims are within 6 degrees of James Baker. Not only did Baker work closely with fired FBI Director James Comey and other key figures at the Justice Department, but he was an acquaintance of key Clinton figures like Sussman, who pushed the false collusion allegations. He was also hired by the Brookings Institution, which also has a curious Kevin Bacon-like role in the origins and development of the false Russian collusion allegations. None of this means that Baker was the driving force of the scandals. To the contrary, Baker earned his bones in Washington as a facilitator, a reliable ally when it came to the business of the Beltway. It's hardly a surprise that Baker found a home at Twitter, where caution was always warranted in dealing with potentially damaging stories for Democratic interests. So, he's since been fired. But remember something. The other day, Elon Musk came on at 4-something, said, we're going to publish all this at, I think it was 5 o'clock. It was Friday afternoon. I was waiting with bated breath, so excited to bring you the first Twitter files of the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story. And I'm waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting, and we're waiting. And then he says, the lawyers are looking at it. Remember that, Matt DeSantis? We were sitting here, and he came out and said the lawyers were reviewing it.
I do remember that.
Okay, way to jump in right at the...
Sorry, I was preparing something.
No, it's all right. It's all
no,
good.
Yeah, I was nervous because we were off the air at 7 o'clock, and it got real close to the edge there, but thankfully he released it right before the end of our show. I think our pleas to him over the air is what pushed him over the edge.
I think you're right. Yeah, he could feel it. But that's the holdup. Now we know the holdup was this guy, James Baker. Because remember he said the lawyers were reviewing stuff?
Yes.
And now that we know that, and Matt Taibbi's Twitter thread makes a lot of sense, because Matt Taibbi's saying that the news that Baker was the one reviewing the Twitter file surprised everyone involved, to say the least. And once this all happened, and who knows what he was trying to suppress and who knows what he was trying to keep out. And the reason why I think it took so long to finally come out is that there probably was a real battle going on between what this guy wanted to censor again, to censor the truth of the censoring, and what Musk wanted out there. And ultimately, Musk is the boss, won, but it must have been an epic battle. And that's the reason for the delay, because people were wondering, is Elon punking us? Is this a stunt? What's going on here? Now we know. This swamp creature, James Baker, not the James Baker from the Bush and Reagan years, totally different guy. This guy, James Baker, this sleazeball who has been a Washington swamp creature, an anti-Trump Washington swamp creature, happy to pull the levers of the FBI powers to affect politics. He's a police state guy because he's happy to use the FBI to effectuate politics. And then he goes to Twitter and colludes with the FBI to stop the story of the Hunter Biden laptop. This stinks to high heaven. Hopefully we're going to get more answers in this, but that's the latest on this. And it's a big deal that this guy was finally pushed out. 855-839-1210. And I'm sure he's running to a judge right now to get a gag order. But it's a big deal that this guy, James Baker, has been fired from Twitter. I can't wait for the rest of this. It's going to be great. 855-839-1210 is the number. Yeah, there's a lot to this. All right, listen, USA Insulation is going to help you save money. How, you might ask? Well, it's very easy. Insulation saves money. That's why new homes today they're built with state-of-the-art insulation, because without it, you waste money trying to heat your home. Heating your home is your biggest energy expense, your biggest electricity expense, biggest expense in many ways probably throughout your home. USA Insulation will help. When you insulate your walls from the outside, they're going to insulate your attic for free. That's right. Insulate your attic for free. Get free attic insulation when you insulate your walls with USA Insulation. Just go to usainsulation.net or call them at 800-USA-FOAM. But that ends at the end of this month, so you want to get going on it today. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net. It worked for us. Years ago, our home was freezing. We were wasting a ton of money, so we decided to call USA Insulation. I'm so glad we did, because we have saved money and we have a much more comfortable house now than we ever did. They'll insulate your attic for free, which is like putting a giant winter hat on your home, when you insulate your walls, which is like putting a giant winter coat on your home. And by the way, attic insulation helps you year-round, as does the foam in your walls. So don't wait. Reach out to them today, because this offer ends at the end of the month. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I said shake it, baby, shake it. A little shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shake going on.
They play this song at weddings and the crowd goes crazy. Good job, Phil. Always got to get a little in there, you know what I mean? I want a little shamalama ding dong and a little... You know, any song from Animal House, too, by the way, feel free to insert at any time. Except, I gave my love a cherry that had... Anyway, I want to play... Sorry about that. Oof. Was that on the air, Matt, or did you dump that?
Unfortunately, that made it over the
airways.
That made
it across the airways. Yeah, that's not good. Do you want to give Susie her shout-out now, or do you want to wait?
Let's wait. Okay. Do we want to do Who Won Social Media?
We have to.
Okay, then we'll wait.
Spoiler,
now we'll everyone knows who's going to win it. I think I ruined it.
I'm not saying a word. You know what I mean?
Can we just dump the last like 5 minutes? Is there a button that allows us to wipe out everything since we've come back?
I gave my love a cherry. That happened. Belushi just takes the guitar and just smashes it. It's one of the funniest scenes ever. One of the dumbest things I've ever read in my life, and hat tip to Johnny Cook for saying this my way, is an NPR story. It's actually a real story about the Georgia U.S. Senate race. And Matt DeSantis, our trusty executive producer, actually grabbed some audio from NPR. And the title of this is Georgia's U.S. Senate race pits the black church against white Christian nationalism. All right. Now, you know that both candidates are black, but nevertheless, it is the black church versus white Christian nationalism. Take a listen.
On the surface, the Georgia Senate runoff is a race between incumbent Raphael Warnock and former NFL superstar Herschel Walker. But these two black men have come to represent two very different religious traditions, the civil rights legacy of the black church and a growing movement of mostly white Christian nationalism. NPR's Sandhya Dirks reports.
We're trying to share the good news of the gospel. That Jesus saves sinners, that he's rescuing sinners, that he changes lives.
Darling knows that Southern Baptists have a racist history. The denomination began as the Church of Slaveholders, but they've made moves in recent years to apologize and confront the past. And he says, just look at this political race.
You have a contest between two African-American men in a state in the Deep South. I think this is a real sign of a progress in our country.
But Anthea Butler of the University of Pennsylvania says it's really an illusion of progress.
It allows them to not think that they are racist. That is the whole point of Herschel Walker.
She points to white evangelical support, even in the face of scandals surrounding Walker.
But in reality, what they're doing is supporting the stereotype that they have of a black man in their mind.
If the history of slavery and Jim Crow is what shapes the theology of black church, that more individualistic-based evangelical ideology is also shaped by that history, says Public Religion Research Institute's Robert Jones.
The way that I think many white Christians have made peace with really white supremacy, racial domination, segregation, slavery, was to just narrow the Christian concern to my own personal relationship with Jesus.
That personal relationship can be incredibly powerful, and not just for
white
folks.
Let me just say a couple observations here. Number one, the emancipation movement in America to end slavery was led by Christians. That's number one. Number two, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And why it is that NPR gets away with this stuff, I have no idea. You have two guys who are both black running for the United States Senate in Georgia. But the subtext of this is that, well, Herschel Walker is MAGA, and therefore he's not really black because he's actually white Christian nationalist, even though he's got black skin, but he's actually white Christian nationalist. And you know this because his church, at one time, slave owners went there. So, I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. But then again, it's NPR, so they stop at nothing to try to make it about something that it isn't. Because if you can paint Herschel Walker as racist, then, you know, I guess you've succeeded at something. It's really ridiculous. I don't know who's going to win that race, but either way, if Herschel Walker loses, I think this will be more evidence of why the Republicans need to embrace mail-in balloting. Joe Biden said something today that makes no sense. He was touring Arizona, not the border, mind you, but the state of Arizona. He didn't go to the border. Why would he? I mean, he has no time for that. But he has time to ramble on about macro chips or microchips or something, whatever he said here in Phoenix, Arizona. Take a listen.
Investment. We'll construct a second fab here in Phoenix to build chips, the three nano chips, the three nano chip, chips that are three nano. And you know what I'm saying? Nano, no, no, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, when Mork said it, he was a little bit more convincing. And isn't it nanu, nanu?
I don't know. Beats me, but it's funny.
Oh, come on. Is that reference lost on you, DeSantis?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mork and Mindy?
I don't know.
Robin Williams?
I know Robin Williams.
Oh, you're way... Oh, that's good. I'm glad you know Robin Williams. His first show was Mork and Mindy. He played an alien.
I've heard of the
Work
show.
From Ork?
I've heard of the show. I don't know the characters, though, or the catchphrases.
What the hell is wrong with you? How do you not know Mork and Mindy? Because you're a child, that's why.
I don't know it. I've heard of the show. I know Robin Williams. I don't understand any of the references beyond that, I'm afraid.
All right. Mork and Mindy was an American television show that aired on ABC from September 14th, 1978 to May 27th, 1982. Pam Dauber played Mindy. Mark was Mork. And it was a show.
I wasn't alive.
Technically,
in the 70s.
A spinoff of Happy Days.
I like Happy Days. I remember watching that as a kid.
At least you know that reference, because I was waiting for What's Happy Days.
No, you got the Fonz. Who doesn't love the Fonz?
All right, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. The Fonz is there. So, let me play this audio too. I think I sent you another clip. Didn't we got a ton of audio that I wanted to get to. This is an NBC reporter struggling through a segment, trying to use the correct pronouns to avoid misgendering the Colorado Springs shooter. Now, remember, when the Colorado Springs shooter came out, they said this was MAGA, this was hate, Tucker Carlson's fault. They blamed right-wing radio. And it turns out that the Colorado Springs shooter is transgender. Promptly after that, the story disappeared. Do you notice how the story just went away after that? You have not heard anything about it since. This is what happens. I have a test. There's a lot of times we hear about hate crimes or something like that, and it's very simple. It's my Fugazi test, and it's very simple. So say you get a news story, there's a noose found on a tree outside a job site, and the employees are triggered, and they had a shutdown, and police are investigating, and inevitably, the police chief will come out and say, hate crimes will not be tolerated in this community. And the mayor will say something, and Cory Booker will say something, whether or not it's his state or not is irrelevant. And then it'll be a big national story, and then all of a sudden, it just disappears. And you go, why is that? What, you would think that when they found the perpetrator of this awful hate crime, it would be a big story. Like, we got him. And the reason is because it's a Fugazi. And it turns out like some dude threw a shoelace in a tree, whatever. And it's not a hate crime. And then the media never does a story about how it wasn't a hate crime. So it's much like the Colorado Springs shooter. Once they found out the person was a progressive, transgender, left-wing kook, there was no reason anymore to talk about the story, so it just faded away. They talked about maybe making it about guns, but let's face it. When they thought it was MAGA, white Christian nationalist MAGA, it was the only story the media talked about. But this NBC reporter tries to actually talk about it and tries to use the correct gender pronouns, I should say, and take a listen.
NBC News correspondent Nayela Charles joins us now. Nayela, 305 total charges. What do those include, and what are the potential penalties if he is convicted?
Vicky Harry, it's a lot of charges. Those charges include first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, assault, and bias-motivated crimes, which are essentially hate crimes in the state of Colorado. Mm-hmm. The defense says its client uses they-them pronouns, which doesn't indicate their sexual identity, and clearly hasn't stopped the district attorney with charging them with bias. Prosecutors say there's a voluminous amount of evidence here in this case to support those charges, and as for the penalties in the state of Colorado, there isn't a death penalty. So the suspect is looking at a possible life in prison. In court today, the suspect was in a yellow jumpsuit and significantly less bruised than when we saw them in their last court appearance after two people charged them and prevented them from doing even more damage, hurting even more people.
It's just awkward. It really is. It's really the whole they them thing is such nonsense. I wish as a society we could say this is stupid. Pick a team. I'll call you him or her, but can we lose the multiple pronouns? Pick a team. Pick a lane. It's him or her. Just pick one. Don't give me the they them thing because it's too complicated. It sounds like it was a gang involved in all this. All right. Let me play this for you as well. On the issue of same-sex marriage and whether or not somebody has the right to object to entering into commerce or not saying a message that they disagree with. This is what is at the case right now in front of the United States Supreme Court. this case involving 303 Creative LLC. The woman says, if you compel me to make a wedding invitation, you are forcing me into speech. And therefore, that is protected by the First Amendment. The government can't compel me to speech, can't silence me, and it can't compel me. So this violates my First Amendment rights. I agree. But Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson actually brings up one of the great Christmas classics. No, I'm not talking about Home Alone. Cut number 10.
I'm a public business. I'm a photographer. My belief is that, I'm doing It's a Wonderful Life scenes. That's what I'm offering. Okay, I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm knowing that movie very well. I want to be authentic, and so only white children and families can be customers for that particular product. Everybody else can, I'll give to everybody else, I'll sell them anything they want, just not the It's a Wonderful Life depictions. I'm expressing something, right, for your purposes, that's speech. What about, what's the other step? It's speech, and I can say anti-discrimination laws can't make me sell the It's a Wonderful Life package to non-white individuals.
Does anybody know what the hell she's talking about? Because I don't. I have no idea. I don't want to say she's a woman. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. But how this justice, how they can make such an idiotic statement is beyond me. But by the way, isn't there a movement in Hollywood and Broadway and all these other places to say that we're only going to have actors who fit the cultural representation of that? In other words, if a white person plays a black actor nowadays, that is completely taboo and they scream about that. And didn't we just do a story a couple weeks ago about a guy who lost his job working for The Lion King, not even as an actor, but as a translator? You know, the guys who do the hearing impaired, the sign language, lost his job as a signer because he's white. So, anyway, I digress. We have a lot more to get to in the 6 o'clock hour, including the replay of the interview with the guy who owns the Delaware computer repair shop at the center of the Hunter Biden laptop. But I got more things to say before that. But if you missed it, or even if you heard it, John Paul MacIsaac, it was a fantastic interview. And I do say so myself, so I want you to hear it. So stick around. Don't go away. But I want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Great guy, great friend of the show, great friend of me and my family. In fact, I was there yesterday for a cleaning. Mama Zioli is going on Friday for some dental work that she's been getting done. He's doing implants for her. And that's because Dr. Mike Veneria is the master of dental implants. What a great guy he is. Great music playing in the office. He's a great conversationalist. Everybody who works there is fantastic, wonderful, nice people. And whether you need pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, or yes, those very complicated dental implants, Dr. Mike should be your guy. He also does pain-free root canal treatment if needed. He's right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Two offices to serve you. And by the way, I should mention, people travel from all over for the great work of Dr. Mike Veneria. They come from Texas, California, and yes, Pennsylvania. So don't let the Jersey thing dissuade you if you need great dental work. He is worth the trip. He really is. Just go to VeneriaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. VeneriaDental.com. Or give his office a call today and book your appointment for a free consultation. 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. You do that today and you'll be feeling good. You'll have a great smile, and you deserve a great smile, because let's face it, a smile can change everything. It opens up doors for you. And I don't think we're going back to masks, so you need to have a great smile and show it off to everybody. VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zioli.
Breaking news, the lawyer at the center of Russian collusion, James Baker, is out at Twitter And the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, has just issued a plan for oversight. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We are done early tonight because of basketball. But don't worry, we're back tomorrow, where we're also done early because of basketball. But I digress. It's all good. I've been on the air since 12 o'clock today when I filled in for my buddy Jimmy Fallon on Fox Across America. So happy to be done in a little bit. And then tomorrow, looking forward to being done at 6. Boy, those ratings in the 6 o'clock hour are going to be massive.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Epic.
We're going to get a bunch of bonuses.
I'm definitely getting a bonus this year.
I don't know if I can say more without getting getting lectured by Greg. Just conclude by saying I love college basketball. Who doesn't?
We got to do Who on Social Media, though. What we're going to do is we're going to replay the great interview with John Paul Mac Isaac about the Hunter Biden laptop, because he was the guy at the Delaware computer repair shop. He was the man himself, and he was on today with me at 4 o'clock, but that was a couple hours ago, so we're going to do it again, which I think you're going to definitely want to hear that. But before we do, let me just say two things, and then we'll throw it to Matt DeSantis for Who on Social Media. Kevin McCarthy says, we are going to have oversight as soon as Republicans take control to investigate the following: coordination and collusion with the federal government and intelligence officials to silence speech, Twitter, Facebook, and Google censoring information and suppressing free speech, TikTok's threat to national security, and PayPal's debanking efforts, vis-a-vis Hunter Biden. Impact of Hunter Biden's foreign business deals on U.S. national security interests, influence peddling and selling access to hostile foreign powers, connection between the CCP, China, purchasing American natural gas, and the Biden family receiving millions of dollars from a Chinese business with close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Big darn deal. All right, DeSantis, let's do it.
Who won social media?
All right, I'm going to give it to Susie Cool, who said, excellent interview, Rich. Just ordered John Paul's book. Hope he gets the redemption and the restitution that he so richly deserves. Hashtag American Injustice. Then she also went on to say, I almost got an on-air shout-out, but Matt DeSantis hijacked it. Susie, I am so sorry. Here is your shout-out.
She's like one of my greatest promoters, and you silenced her.
I'm sorry. I love Susie.
Susie will not be silenced, Matt DeSantis.
No, she's so nice. Susie, I'm sorry. Please accept my apology.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.